Listen, will you hurry up? Will you please hurry up? I tell you, they're out in the middle of that desert, and they may be dying. They may be starving.
I'm hurrying. Can't you see I'm hurrying?
I can't see anything hurrying around this little Colorado trading post.
What was it you wanted?
Oh, listen. One half a dozen sandwiches. Any kind of sandwiches. And coffee. Hot coffee.
All right.
And don't forget the hot dogs for Scram. I gotta get back to him. I gotta get back to Jimmy and Oswald.
My name's Cactus Joe, and I tell you, you're missing a great bet if you don't go and look for that gold mine with me.
And I tell you, you'll be missing about 6 teeth if you don't let me alone. All I want from you is 2 burros, donkeys, jackasses, something like yourself.
Oh, something like myself.
Yeah, only with longer ears.
I never saw anybody in such a hurry since I've been working here in the little Colorado trading post.
Well, you see somebody now that's in a hurry. My buddies are stranded out there in the desert, maybe buried in that sandstorm. And I gotta get to them. You hear that? I gotta get to them.
All right.
Hey, listen, partner. Now look at this map. That rich gold lode is only 20 paces from this maple tree.
Yeah? And I'll be about 2 paces this side of a maniac if you don't lay off of me.
Oh, all right. There's no need to get excited.
Do you want to eat something?
I don't want to eat. I'll eat when I find them. And don't forget them hot dogs for Scram. Gee, Scram, it's a good thing I found you. Yeah, you crazy little mutt. And what was the idea of jumping out of that car in the middle of the sandstorm anyway? Was you scared? Huh? Yeah, certainly you were scared. So was I scared. Certainly you were scared. Yes, everybody else was scared, too. Gee, I wonder what Jimmy and Oswald are doing. I hope they're all right. It would be terrible if anything should happen to them. We've been pals a long time, Scram. Yeah, we certainly have. Hey! Oh, I wish that dumb waiter would hurry.
Well, now, as I was about to say...
Listen, you ain't about to say nothing. And you better get a 3rd donkey, because we might not be able to get that car started.
Hey, any of you fellas seen a guy around here, wandering around here with a dog?
I ain't noticed any.
Well, my pal Robbie and Scram disappeared in that sandstorm.
He's about my height and...
Scram, did you hear that? Jimmy! Hey, Jimmy!
Robbie. Hey, listen now, Robbie. Are you all right? Are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right, Jimmy. But, well, gee whiz, just look at you. Here, come here. Sit down, Jimmy, sit down. And Ozzie, here, sit down.
Oh, Robbie, we've been looking all over for you.
Oh, gee, Jimmy. You look dead to the world. Oh, boy, look at them clothes. And just look at your shoes.
Hey, I'm all right. Look at yourself.
Well, you ain't all right. Neither is Ozzie. Hey. Hey, you, 2 cups of coffee, quick. Hey, come on with the coffee before I come in there after you.
Oh, gee, Robbie, am I glad to see you.
Yeah, Jimmy. And am I glad to see you, gee. And Ozzie here, too.
And Scram, look at Scram, Ozzie. The poor puppy's half dead. Look at him wag his tail. Look, he's glad to see us, too.
Here's your coffee.
Here you are, Jimmy. Here's the coffee. Here, now, quick. Throw this into you. That's right.
Oh,
here you are, Ozzie. Here's some coffee.
Oh, is that coffee good?
It certainly is good coffee.
Well, I never was so glad to see anybody in my life, Jimmy. I got 3 donkeys ready, and I was just waiting for the food, see? And Cactus Joe and me was just starting out to hunt for you.
Well, I get me breath. I got something to say to you.
Yeah, Jimmy? What is it?
What was the idea, Mr. Armstrong, of you walking off from a couple of pals right in the middle of the desert?
Yeah, what was the idea?
Well, Jimmy, I...
With a sandstorm blowing us all over Arizona, you start out for a walk without even saying a word and don't even leave a footprint in the sand.
Jimmy.
You disappear into thin air and leave us there fit to be tied with worry. Is that a way to treat your pals? Tell me that. Is that nice?
Well, Jimmy, look. I yelled at you. But you see, the wind was so loud, I guess you couldn't hear.
I know the wind was loud. I couldn't hear myself think. But that ain't the point. The point is, what's the big idea of you and Scram deciding to go for a stroll like a couple of ghosts in the middle of a sandstorm?
Yeah, what's the idea of that?
Well, Jimmy, listen.
Go on, go on, go on. I'm listening.
Well, you see, Scram here, he got scared by the wind, I guess, and the sand, and he jumped out of the car, see?
Uh-huh.
And, well, I was afraid he'd get lost, so I followed him.
Yeah, go on, go on.
Well, the wind was blowing the sand so much that it covered up our tracks, see? And we couldn't find our way back to the car.
Well, gee whiz, look, Robbie, what did you do then?
Well, we just staggered around blind-like in the blowing sand, hoping to get back to the car. But I guess maybe we went in the wrong direction.
Well, gee whiz, Robbie, you might have been lost out in the middle of that desert.
Yeah, and then the sand stopped, and the only thing we could see was this here now trading post, and I was waiting for food to take to you when you come in, and gee, was I glad to see you two homely-looking mugs. Oh,
and you mean to say you ain't had nothing to eat yet yourself? Well, Ozzie, what do you think of that guy? Well, Judge Hoffmeister, will we accept the story of the prisoner, or will we accept the story of the prisoner?
We certainly will accept the story of the prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go, Jimmy. Now you're always kidding.
But the next time you want to go walking in sandstorms, Mr. Armstrong, I wish you would please remember to at least leave a note or something. Or telegraph. Because the suspense is simply terrible.
Listen, you guys must have something to eat.
Never mind eating. We'll take the sandwiches with us and get back to the car.
Yeah, and get out of this desert before any more sandstorms blow up.
Oh, boy. They can have their sandstorms.
They certainly can have their sandstorms.
Hey, where is this mule team you engaged for the party, Mr. Armstrong?
The jackasses are waiting in a patio, Mr. Gleason. And hand me them sandwiches and coffee, me good man. Here. There you are. Keep the change.
Don't tell me that you expect us to ride on them things.
Well, we might put on the bridles and let the donkeys ride us.
Now, this here one is Julius Caesar. This is Heliotrope, and this is Jaws of Death. Take your choice.
So that is Julius Caesar.
Yeah, and this guy Shakespeare said Caesar was ambitious.
He's about as ambitious as Heliotrope over there. And she looks like she was going to break out snoring any minute.
I'm going to ride the Jaws of Death.
Well, Ozzie, I guess it's a toss-up.
Listen, Cactus, me good man. You ain't got any extra pair of leather pants with springs in them, have you?
No, they're all easy-riding donkeys.
Jimmy, that guy Cactus is so tough that if a rattlesnake bit him, he'd probably get lockjaw.
Who, Cactus?
No, the rattlesnake.
Well, let's get going.
All aboard.
Get up, Heliotrope.
Hey, you know, Robbie, this ain't half bad.
No, I sort of like Heliotrope. I think I'll take her home with us and put her in a horse show. She'll maybe win a prize.
How can a donkey win a prize in a horse show?
Well, even if she don't win a prize, look at all the nice horses she'll meet.
There may be something in that, Mr. Armstrong.
The only trouble with riding these jackasses is to keep them moving.
Oh, I got that all figured out. I got an idea I'm going to have patented.
And what is that, Mr. Gleason?
Well, first off, you take a handful of excelsior and tie it to a piece of string.
Yeah?
And then you tie the string to a stick.
Yeah, go on.
Then, now this is the good part.
I bet it's good.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Now, am I now?
Proceed, Mr. Gleason.
Well, then you take a pair of green glasses and put them on the donkey's eyes.
Well, what's that got to do with keeping the donkey moving?
Well, then you hold the excelsior out in front of the donkey on the end of the stick.
Yeah?
The donkey, looking through the green glasses, thinks the excelsior is straw and follows it for miles and miles.
Get up, Heliotrope.
Hey, wait for me, Robbie. Now, wait for me. What's the matter?